Good afternoon, everyone. This is Dr. Dan Soloway. I'm glad you're here with me today. And I got a very important subject to talk to you about that a lot of people are not aware of but should be. And they're deliberately hidden from you, what I'm going to tell you. Now, I'm looking at some information published by Harvard's Center for Ethics. And one of the things they'd like to review and do research on is the adverse effects of drugs. So let me make you aware of this. 840,000 people are hospitalized every year in the United States because of an adverse effect. That is not because they overdosed on drugs or they took a drug they weren't missing. This is when people are taking the drugs the way they were designed. No telling how many people it is when people have overdosed and or someone has got a hold of a drug that they weren't supposed to take. Now, the self-prescribing ends up to be 1.9 million hospitalized because of drugs. In the hospital, I said that wrong. In the hospital, 840,000 people given the drug in the hospital have adverse effect. So it's about 2.74 million people per year. And about 128,000 die from the proper use of the pharmaceutical because we're not all the same. We don't all tolerate the same thing, and the problem is they made it where it's very hard to sue a pharmaceutical company, and the profit margin, the amount of poor research allowing drugs to get out on the market has greatly increased, and they speed them along, get them out there. And it becomes a competitive industry. It always has been, but even more than people realize. Imagine if you're a CEO of a drug company, just like Purdue got personally sued, the CEO, the owners of it, for over $4 billion. And this just recently hit the news. And it wasn't a big hit for them. They made so much money off these addictive pain drugs. They have a lot of their money hidden offshore, but they personally got hit. So it wasn't just their company, it was them. It was the family. And they still are putting those out. Now, 170 million people do take drugs every year, so though the adverse effect is about 2.7%, but if you're one of those people with adverse effect, it's serious business. You could die from it. Also, the good doctors, and I have some friends of mine I consider really good doctors, very ethical, really want to help you. And they know that when a new drug comes out, they really don't want to prescribe it for about 5 years because the people taking the drug are really the research. There's some research done on them, but the really getting it out in the public and finding out what kind of effect on it is really what gives them the feedback. And sometimes, and this is, to me, it's a real shame. I have 33 patents, 11 domestic patents here in the U.S., and 22 foreign. If I had the money, I'd have about 60 or 70 more patents. But it takes money to patent stuff. Well, in the pharmaceutical business, you only have to show 1% or 2% improvement over the placebo. And most of the drugs that are brought out are not improvement over the drugs that are already on the market, but they want a patent. So with a patent versus a generic, they can charge 10 times or more for the drug, maybe much more than that. As long as they have a patent, that patent, it used to be in utilities, I don't know what it is in pharmaceutical, 17 years. But now it's expensive to go through the research. A lot of these companies will spend $1 billion up to $4 billion to get a new drug on the market. Now, the universities and stuff are a lot of ones that are doing it, but not always. Drug companies will hire doctors that specialize in doing clinical research on drugs, and they will pay them really, really well. Well, this happened with Vioxx. Vioxx and Celebrex was celebrated as these two new drugs that would work like aspirin, but even better at blocking pain, but wouldn't cause the bleeding. A lot of you don't know this, but more people go to the hospital emergency room because of taking too much aspirin or too much Tylenol. I think aspirin's number one and Tylenol's number two. What happens with aspirin? You bleed to death. You get an ulcer and you just start bleeding. And a lot of these people just, oh, I'm in so much pain. I just keep taking them. It helps a little bit. So they just overload on them. They don't do it the way it's meant to. Tylenol, it can destroy your liver. So really a lot of emergency problems with these two very common problems. So they thought, well, the Vioxx is going to be a solution. Vioxx killed 40,000 people and injured, you know, hundreds of thousands. And 40,000 is about close to what I think the amount of people died in Vietnam. I'm not sure it was that much, that the soldiers that died in Vietnam. So here's a drug that came out, and you go, well, they brought it out. They said it was safe. The doctor they hired never had a single person in the research. He made all the research up and pocketed all that money that was supposed to be paid out to do the research. He's in prison now, fortunately. Should have been put up against the wall and shot because he killed more people than a major war ever dreamed of killing. And this, fortunately, that is not the way the game is normally played. But I read an expose in USA Today a number of years ago. And there's people doing research for the NIH maybe some of the other areas, CDC. Well, those same people who do research, after they get the drug developed or oversee a drug being developed by universities, then they go over to the FDA and help pull it through. Or they'll be working for the pharmaceutical company. This is what really bugged me. Working for the pharmaceutical company, a major drug I remember reading about back then. They got it developed, ready to go. Then the guy goes over to his office and the FDA and pulls it through and helps make sure that it gets through without any problems. God, what an ethical conflict that is. But they do it. I would be surprised, wouldn't be surprised, that a lot of our senators and congressmen, they're not supposed to be invested in things they're overseeing, but they're not only getting lobbyist money to help with the pharmaceutical. In fact, it used to be, I don't know if it still is, that the pharmaceutical companies were the number one lobbyists in Washington, D.C., and they were twice as big as the second biggest. So they're laying out a lot of money to to these people, and they're also probably have stock, though they're not supposed to. There's a lot of ways of getting around that. They can tell their kids, hey, invest in such and such. I can't invest in it, but you can, because we're about ready to, this new drug is going to come on the market. They can do that in all kinds of areas in Washington, D.C. A lot of people, you go, oh, they don't get paid that much for a senator or congressman. How'd they become worth millions of dollars in the years that they've been working in Washington? They asked Harry Reid, how did you make $11 million on $80,000 a year investment? Oh, I invested well. Yeah, Harry. And so that's a very, very common. I remember Feinstein got in trouble because she was on armed service, overseeing things. Her husband knew where to invest, and they were in that area and knew what was going to be coming down and what they wanted or what they didn't want, what to get your stock out of. So you may not invest as a congressman or a senator, but there's ways of making money, a lot of money, if you're in that position of knowledge where you're getting the information first. Now, the amount of people that are dying because of drugs is a sad situation. So the point of the show today is there's a lot of natural things. You remember, drugs are normally there to deal with symptoms. And sometimes they do a brilliant job. If I have to go to the emergency room and I'm in a great deal of pain, or I was in a car wreck or having a heart attack, I want a drug that designed to help for that. But when you get into chronic use of a drug over and over again, that's when you really get to a point the body can't tolerate it, can't detoxify it. It overloads the liver. Or sometimes it's just a reaction to it. Your body's not designed to deal with it. So with that in mind, they deal with taking care of the symptom. Not the cause, but the symptom. When you have a pain, there's usually something causing the pain. But most of the things you're going to get from the just from the pharmaceutical company is going to block the pain message, but not deal with the cause. My side of the industry, the health side of the industry, is to try to get the body so healthy it doesn't need drugs. Or if you're on drugs, get you so healthy that you can work with your doctor and get off the drugs. That's what I want to do for you. I want you to live as drug-free as possible, as healthy as possible. Before we take a break here, folks, I do want to make a little conclusion here. I'm looking at a chart right now put out by the Harvard Ethics Department there, and they're looking at new drugs between 2002 and 2011. There's approximately, not quite 1,000 that I'm looking here, but close to 1,000 new drugs. 918 show little or no improvement over the drug that's replacing it, but now has a patent on it. 61 of them showed a little bit of advantage. 13 showed a real advantage, and 2 were considered breakthroughs. So, most of the game is played with drugs that don't do anything. That's not a drug that's generic. Let's keep that in mind, though. You may want to stay with the generic drug and not the new one, unless in 5 years they say, boy, it's really making a lot of difference. And things like statin. Statin drugs, LDL, if it's not inflamed, is very good for you, very important to the body. But it's designed to cut down the liver's production of LDL. Well, you cut that down, there's a direct relation to Alzheimer's and statin drugs, because your brain needs that LDL wrapping the nerves. And people, their Achilles tendon, for some reason, breaks with statin drugs. One astronaut, he was also a medical doctor. The doctor put him on statin drugs, and within a few weeks, he's running around in his front yard, didn't know where he's at. And he took himself off. His memory came back. Doctor said, that can't be it. Go back on it. You need to be on it. And his memory failed him again. So he took himself off and wrote a book about it. There's so many drugs like that that people take. Like if you take the blood thinner, cumin, I'm trying to remember how to pronounce it. It's basically a rat poison. It is a rat poison. It's designed to cause rats to bleed to death when they eat it. Well, so they use it to thin the blood, hopefully not too much. But you see elderly people with bruises all over. I always ask them, I said, you're on blood thinners, aren't you? And I said, you need vitamin C with bioflavonoids and things like pycnogenol to strengthen your capillaries. Because that blood thinner, though it'll thin the blood, and maybe you need your blood a little thinner, and you can do that with vitamin E and fish oil at higher dosages. But nevertheless, I'm not trying to tell you not to do it with the doctor, but you have to strengthen the blood vessels. Because what happens is those blood vessels become brittle. So though you thin the blood, you're going to die at the same level because a blood vessel is going to burst. So the solution is not always a solution. Now we're going to be back, and I'm going to have Roger Hill. He has some people that have been, sometimes have been taking pharmaceuticals, and the Restore and Rejuvenate Gel has done wonders for them. In some cases, got them off their drugs or let them diminish them dramatically. So Roger and Randy Howe both have some really powerful interviews here. We'll be right back, folks. Fox Restore now is called More Mito, since the company is about increasing mitochondria. And when you do that, you really dramatically start changing the health in so many different ways of an individual. So if you go to moremito.com, there you can find this Ultra Mito Restore and Ultra Mito Rejuvenate Gel. Take advantage of this. Let it change your life, folks. Buy them and find out for yourself. And tell them you heard it on Dan's Health Talks. Dan's Health Talks.
Hi, this is Robert Gene. You tried the diets, you tried the exercise programs, the cabbage soup, the pills, the surgeries. It didn't work. And the reason is that weight is not the problem. The true problem is emotional conditionings. It's memories attached to foods. You can lose weight without ever trying to diet, without ever doing an exercise program, by merely changing your mind. It's a neuroplasticity of the mind. Discover how to change the emotional connections to why you eat, when you eat. Weight will naturally disappear without any effort. Check it out. SkillsToChange.com.
DansHealthTalks.com. No apostrophe up there. You put an address bar. Takes you to the website. It does a lot for you. If you go to events, it'll take you to over 100 shows. I would just click on iHeartRadio and go right over there, and you keep clicking on, and you'll find more and more shows. But it also has my phone number and has my email address. So if you want to do nutritional counseling with me, that's how you find me. DansHealthTalks.com. Welcome back, folks. This is Dr. Dan Soloway, if you're just tuning in right now. And I always want to remind you that if you go to DansHealthTalks.com, that's my website, right when you go on there, the link will pop up, and it takes you to Podbean, which is the first place I place the show up. And then it will take you over to my other links. If you want, if you go over to events, you can find the show on iHeart and Pandora and Spotify. But I like the Podbean. There's 120 shows up there, 121, and you just click on that, and you'll find the main topics of the show. So if you want to listen to an interview I did with Kaz Ingram 2 months ago, or something with Stu Thompson 6 months ago on CBD, you can do that. You can go through that. And I have people who are going through all the shows, so I want to make you aware of that. Now, Roger Hill and Randy Howe both has some great interviews. And here's Roger interviewing Randy Howe. So we're going to go to that. And Randy had dealt with cancer. And it's very interesting what the Restore 3.0 and the earlier versions and the Rejuvenate Gel had done for him.
So, Randy, you are a cancer survivor, and it left you with myasthenia gravis, which is a muscle weakness disease that you had to be constantly medicated for.
Yes.
So tell me about that experience of living that way until you got Restore Rejuvenate working for you.
Well, back in 1997, when I was diagnosed with cancer, and along with the cancer that I had, the disease called myasthenia gravis was prevalent along with it. The symptoms of that were muscle weakness, blurred vision. So the medication after the surgery, after the cancer surgery and everything, there's medication that they gave me to help with the muscle weakness. And the muscle weakness, the blurred vision, and all that, the product really helped. So the medication really helped me over the years. So ever since 1997, I've been on this medication.
Talk to me about living with that. Medication helped you. But talk to me about any side effects you had from the medication, or was it just all good?
Well, one thing about the medication that I've been on for this long period of time, it does help to give me energy. It does help to give me about 90% of my strength back at any given time, but having to take it 2 to 3 times a day, I would get really, really weak in my muscles. I would have my droopy eyes and my vision would get blurry. So to continuously taking that medicine for the last 25, 27 years has been extremely problematic. But sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't.
Okay. So now, fast forward to us talking and you getting our Restore. Talk to us about what started to change and how quickly it occurred.
Well, I must say one of the most exciting days of my life is June 30th, 2020, when I called you to see how you're doing, talk about some other things. You talked about More Mito and the Restore product and Rejuvenate. And as you talked more about it, I said, well, I need to come over tonight and get it. So I came to your house that night, and I got it. I came back home. I couldn't wait to take it the next day, so I took it that night, and I slept like a baby for the first time in a long time. And that was exciting for me. Now, you're talking about a guy with post-traumatic stress from the military. So sleeping like a baby that one night was exciting for me to be able to sleep. And I felt really, really great. So the next day, when I woke up, Matter of fact, I was on the couch that night. I slept so good. I ran upstairs and told my wife about the product. And she said, look at all the ingredients. I like these. She said, hold 1 second. Let me go downstairs and get the clothes out the dryer. I said, no, let me do it. So I ran down the steps so fast and back up, extremely fast. And she looked at me and she said, wow, goodness. And I said, yeah, you're right. I ran down those steps and back up so fast. And she's like, wow. I said, honey, this stuff that Roger gave me called Restore, it gives me so much energy. Now, a lot of people don't understand that fact that I've been in this house, or we've been in this house at that point over 11 years. And I never, in 11 years, been able to go down the steps and back up that fast without breathing real heavy and having for my breath and having to stop. So that was very exciting for me for Restore.
Okay. How normal was your energy during that time compared to before? Were you back? Were you 2.0 at this point? Or were you still missing some things?
Well, when I took the 2.0, the energy level was really, really great. I was performing at a high level. I wasn't having breathing problems. I was having muscle weakness problems. And I actually minimized the medication. At one point, I didn't have to take any meds. I was taking 1 to 3 pills a day for years. All of a sudden, I'm taking 2.0, and I don't have to take any medicine at all. I actually weaned myself from 1 pill a day, about 1 pill a day, and eventually I wasn't taking any of it. So people have to understand this, that when you're dealing with pain, that's different. When you're talking about breathing, it's a whole different ballgame. Because when you can't breathe, you know, it affects everything. And these muscles that I have in my body, just like anybody else, if they shut down, your lungs shut down, your arms, your legs, and everything. So Restore basically rejuvenated me, or restored me to where I had been, had not been in a very, very long time. And that's exciting for me.
Now, I want you to listen to what Roger found when he talked to Sandra Morrow. She was dealing with high blood pressure, but she couldn't exercise, and now she can. And how the using natural supplements and the things that are in it, it's the things that are in it that have research around them. Let's listen to this interview that Roger does with Sandra Morrow.
Sandra, before you started taking Restore Rejuvenate, what were your health concerns?
Well, I had a few concerns. First was my blood pressure. My blood pressure had been in the 140 to 150 range for at least the past 7 to 8 years. And the medication that I was taking, I discovered last year, was actually a contributing factor to some of my other issues. I would attempt to lose weight to better my blood pressure, but the blood pressure medication was actually causing my ankles and my feet to swell, so I would have to take breaks from exercising and, trying to get the weight down. And because of the aches and pains, when I would get the swelling, I would end up taking steroid shots, and the steroid shots, of course, would put me right back onto the cycle of gaining the weight back. The weight was a concern not only because of the hypertension, but also because I was pre-diabetic. Now, my mother was diabetic all of my life when I was growing up. She took an insulin injection every day and still passed away at the age of 61. So I was determined to get the weight off. And I'm talking about a really significant amount of weight I need to lose. And I had an additional medical issue where, due to acid reflux, I had to take a pill twice a day before I ate in order to be able to swallow and to keep my food down.
Okay, second question. What changed after you started using Restore and Rejuvenate?
So the first change I noticed was that I didn't need to take the pill anymore before I ate. I could just eat like regular people and did not have indigestion or, acid reflux. That was 2 to 3 weeks in. The second change I noticed was that the aches and pains that I was having from primarily walking or going to the gym were not, if they began to diminish, and I wasn't having to stop. I could exercise 5 to 6 days out of every week and just come back and use my Rejuvenate and, you know, rest and get up and do it again the next day. And so over time, you know, I've just been getting better and better results, losing weight, my blood pressure's lower, and I don't have the problems with the acid reflux any longer.
What are your blood pressure numbers?
My blood pressure numbers now are typically like 120 over 70.
So the blood pressure is down. Now, you were also concerned about your blood sugar level.
My A1C is trending down. I had it checked about a month ago, and it's down about 0.2 of a point from the last time. I'll have it checked again in November, and I'm anticipating that it will be even lower. But it is trending downward.
Okay. What else do you think to share about the results after you've gotten on Restore Rejuvenate?
I lost 50 pounds.
Okay. 50 pounds.
50 pounds.
Well, that's got to feel really good.
Yes, I get up in the morning, I take my Restore, and I'm walking 4 to 5 miles every morning. And just recently, thanks to the Restore, I have the energy to work out with a personal trainer 3 days per week, in addition to that walk in the morning. All of this at the age of 67.
Yeah, that is something. So at this point, you got the blood sugar trending down, you have the blood pressure actually well controlled, and the medication. Sum up what's happened with all the medication you were on.
Okay, I'm not taking the medication for the acid reflux at all. I had 2 high blood pressure medications. One of them, the doctor had told me even the last time I went since I got on Restore, he didn't really think I needed that one. So I just stopped taking that one altogether. I do still take the other one when I remember, but I'm monitoring my blood pressure regularly. So I don't really think I need it, but I decided I will at least wait until I go back to the doctor, and we can have the discussion about it.
All right. Well, thank you for sharing. Sounds like you've had quite a journey on Restore Rejuvenate.
It has been an amazing, amazing journey. I feel like a completely new person. Restore and Rejuvenate have transformed my life. Thank you, Roger. Thank you, Bevan. And thank you, Dale Bonet.
It's great to see the kind of progress that someone like Saunders experienced and other people. We've had so many people tell us phenomenal stories. That's why I've worked with this company, because I can't believe the results are getting. Now, we have another one that will blow your socks off, and this is Gregory Rotella. And he had kidney failure, liver failure. See what happened with him when he added a nutritional support system that really made a world of difference in him. So let's listen to Roger's interview with him.
Greg, you were concerned about your liver. Tell us where you were with your liver before you started using Restore and how far you've come since then.
I was in the emergency room in the hospital bed for 2 months. It's called your bilirubin, which measures your liver output, was over 40. The doctor said I was going to die. I was in a hospital bed for 2 months. I finally got released out of the hospital, and I was real sick. I couldn't walk and couldn't think. My liver and kidneys had shut down. That's after 2 months being in the hospital. Then somebody introduced me to this, the original product, and I started taking over a 2-year period from not drinking and using this. My Belly Rubin's gone from over 40 to under 8, which is better than normal. You know, a lot of it's, you got to quit drinking. That's one. But I think a lot of it's due to the combination of this and the original formula, which I've taken the subsequent formulas that, you know, it helps your whole system recover, your whole, you know, body.
So what were the your doctors saying about your chances of recovery, Greg, before you got on our product?
Well, when I was in the hospital, they had me do my will and everything and pretty much said I was going to die. Or told my family,
to
make preparations. Now, when you go, I go back a few years later, they say I'm a miracle. But it takes time, you know. So,
and how about your kidneys? Apparently, you were having kidney failure issues as well.
Yeah, my kidneys are 100%.
How bad were they?
Well, they shut down too. So everything shut down: my liver, kidneys, everything. I used to have to go in and get my bile pumped out of my because my kidneys shut down. One time was almost 20 liters of fluid they had to pump out of me, and I had to have it done twice a week. That was about 10 pounds every time they took out fluid. So
you lost 10 pounds every time they took out fluid?
Yep, because my kidneys wouldn't function.
Okay. So you were in dialysis?
No. Instead of dialysis, they just pumped it out.
Okay.
With a big needle.
And do you remember what your kidney numbers were?
No. It was zero.
Okay.
But they every twice a week they had to, you know, stick a big needle and drain bile out of my abdomen.
Wow.
So it wasn't pleasant few years. So now I'm going back to work tomorrow.
Going back to work tomorrow?
Yeah.
Wow.
After being on a transplant list.
Man, oh man.
Well, and a lot of it has to do with prayer and God. Don't forget that.
Absolutely. So you came from a liver transplant list, being written off, to going back to work tomorrow.
It's a lot of work. So it's just, stuff doesn't happen overnight, but how bad it was.
Right.
You know, I just want to let people know that you got to do a lot on your part.
Absolutely.
You know?
So congratulations. You really put
in. Well, I'm a miracle.
Got the result. You are a miracle. All right,
anyway,
well, thank you for sharing.
Okay, you're welcome.
Now, folks, I would not have believed that someone like Gregory, Greg, could come back from kidney and liver like he has. It's just astonishing to me. But there's also a psychological side to health, a very important one. People don't realize how strong the mind is and the way it affects the health. And so I have my friend Robert Jean with me. He's coming up. We'll be right back, folks. Fox Restore now is called More Mito, since the company is about increasing mitochondria. And when you do that, you really dramatically start changing the health in so many different ways of an individual. So if you go to moremito.com, there you can find this Ultra Mito Restore and Ultra Mito Rejuvenate Gel. Take advantage of this. Let it change your life, folks. Buy them and find out for yourself. And tell them you heard it on Dan's Health Talks. Dan's Health Talks.
This is Robert Jean. I'm a fear expert. Fear is feelings emerging affecting reality, which really means memories create your fears. If you know how to change the bad memories and the reasons why you're fearful, you'll have peaceful mind. Learn how to drive your own mind from inside yourself. Adjust those memories, and you'll be free from the fears that's always controlled you. I guarantee it. Check me out, skillstochange.com.
The thing that gives me the best sleep is a product called InvigorEst. If you call 877-338-3340 and tell them that Dan sent you, if you go online, restandrepair.com, that's the website, restandrepair.com, and it's spelled out, put Dan in there, they'll give you a 10% discount.
If you want to really get good rest, call that number, 877-338-3340.
DansHealthTalks.com. No apostrophe up there. You put an address bar. Takes you to the website. It does a lot for you. If you go to events, it'll take you to over 100 shows. I would just click on iHeartRadio and go right over there, and you keep clicking on, and you'll find more and more shows. But it also has my phone number and has my email address. So if you want to do nutritional counseling with me, that's how you find me, danshealthtalks.com. Welcome back, folks. You're listening to Dr. Dan Soloway. This is Dan's Health Talks, and I have a very important guest with me. I have Robert Jean. Robert, I consider one of the world's experts, if not the world expert, on making changes in the mind. And when you make those changes, get rid of the stress, get rid of the fears, the guilt, the traumas, all those things, it's amazing what will change. I mean, your whole life changes. And I've been around Robert, I don't know how many years, we'll talk about that in a second, but I've gone through a whole lot of his seminars, 10 or 12 seminars, and it's changed me to a point that you forget you ever had certain problems. But it's such an important technology that he represents. So Robert Jean, you can find many, many of his YouTube programs on YouTube, and or go to skillstochange.com, and that's a great place to find it. So, Robert, thank you for being with us.
I'm excited to be here with you, Dan. And
well, you know, one thing I've seen you do is take people that have severe traumas in their body, and to me, as being someone that used to be a physical therapist, that studied physiology, and studied a lot of biochemistry, I think, well, no, that's physiological. You're not going to be able to change that just by changing the mind. And then you show me after I see the transformation. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about what, first of all, when a person has trouble, let's say I used to have a low back problem or neck problem, if you have that or you have hip problems, what does that represent in the body? And how changing the mind about that, how does it change that?
Right, that's a good question. Well, most people may or may not realize that the brain is what you call a recycler of memories. Mm-hmm. And then also the body is the sounding board of those memories, which means, I don't know, Dan, if you remember the very first seminar you came to is back, I think 2002, 2001, where
that
we...
That little cubbyhole of...
La Quinta Inn.
Yeah.
And there was a guy named Dell. Now, Dell, he came to, his girlfriend actually paid for the seminar. All right, so he came to the seminar, and he had fallen down a flight of steps, and he had his shoulder joint replaced. And he's having a lot of pain, so he goes to the doctor. The doctor says, well, you got some calcium buildup in there. And, of course, you know, I didn't know any of this stuff. In the seminar, Dale raised his hand and says, will this help me with my shoulder pain? I said, you know, I don't know, but I'll tell you what we could do when we come back from lunch. We'll work on it. So then he goes to lunch. He's told his girlfriend. He goes, well, this is real pain. This is not mental pain. Yeah. This is real pain. I fell down a flight of steps. This is real pain. It ain't going to work. So anyway, so he comes back to the seminar, and I said, Dale, come on up here. So I started working on him, and I just asked him, you know, how'd you hurt yourself? What was going on in your life, et cetera? So I started adjusting the pain memories. And as I started addressing the pain memories, I also found emotional aspects about it, which, you know, is on the right side, and right represents male. Right represents maybe giving to yourself. It depends. And so as I started working on this stuff, you know, he raised his shoulder up, you know, about 1/4 of the way from 0 to 10, it was a 10 level pain. And then, you know, the next thing you know, he's raising up above his head and he's shaking his head. He goes, I can't believe this. I said, and you know, he's just shaking his head. How can that work? You know, this is a real pain. Well, the deal is the brain, again, like I said earlier, is a recycler of memories. Mm-hmm. It's like you're on the telephone and you're talking to somebody and they're coughing and sneezing and they're talking about how they got fever, et cetera. And when you get off the phone, almost feel like you got the flu too just by talking to him over the phone, because our brain keeps recycling our pain.
That had to be yesterday.
But that's how the brain works. And so the weird thing is that, you know, again, the body is an autoresponder to memories. And it also will hold, the brain will hold memories in the body. Once you release the pain in the mind, the body follows the mind. And so, I mean, I have lots of testimonials. I got people with blood-tested, blood-proven lupus was there. Blood-tested lupus is not there. Hoshimoto's disease, blood-tested there, blood-tested not there. All they did basically is work on memories. And that's what we're talking about, memories of trauma, memories of speaking up, emotional issues with mom, dad, etc. Because the brain holds these memories in the mind and expresses through the body. And so when we have somebody with fibromyalgia, ME, and they've had it forever, and by, you know, taking one of my courses and working on themselves, fibromyalgia's gone. Hashimoto's gone. Lupus is gone. Back pain's gone because the brain is the powerhouse. And, you know, even science has proven this over and over and over again. Every research is still proving this, and that is, they call it the placebo effect. Now, of course, when we hear placebo, we think fake. Well, that's only because of scientists with lemons in their mouth, and they're really thinking this placebo effect is ruining our research. But the fact is, placebo means the brain is healing the body.
Yes.
So it's the brain doing it, not the sugar pill, not the fake operation. You know, some of you may know about John Sornos. What's his name?
Yeah, there is a John Sornos.
So that's the guy that wrote the book, and he talked about how, you know, they'd have, you know, two people. One of them had no cartilage in their knee.
I don't know if that's his name or not.
Sornos or Soros, something like that. But anyway, the point is that the brain is regulated by memory. And if you change memory, you change the mind, you change that. Now, you don't have to be a rocket scientist to know that when you're really stressed out, you feel it physically. And when you're stressed out, your pain gets worse.
Now, is the person you're talking about, is he a psychiatrist at Presbyterian Hospital in New York City?
I
saw him either 2020 or 60 Minutes. And he had two people up there and he said, looking at their spine and saying, which one is in pain? Right. And one's spine's all crumbly and twisted. And he said, the one on the left. And they said, no, the one with the healthy looking spine is in pain. One on the left used to be, but I taught him how to release. Right. And one of the things he said is you relax the muscle, oxygen comes back in, mm-hmm. and that helps. But anyway, he was doing something along with what you do.
Well, again, if we relax the memory, it disappears. Because remember, a stress reaction, and most people don't understand what stress is. Most people, when you go to a stress course, they're going to give you the top 10 stressors. Mm-hmm. You know, relationships, divorce, work, children, etc. But the truth is, stressed reaction is uniquely designed by each person's mind. I mean, what will stress you out won't even bother me. And that's because of our own internal perceptions. Mm-hmm. And so if you change your perceptions, you change your stressors because you're responding to the world differently.
Yes.
A lot of people understand this. I've been teaching this for many years, of course, going back to, you know, even biblical people talking about this in the Bible. But this is, it's not that it's new. It's that Robert has developed it to a point that is beyond what I've seen done in the past. I actually was very interested in this back when I was 18 years old and first came across the idea. But what they were doing was not that effective. They didn't really know what they were doing. And now he's taken what other people's doing and taken it to a new level. And that's what's exciting about it.
And the reason why I can do that is because understanding what is occurring in the brain, understanding that, you know, the premise that I operate from, there's no broken people. Illness and pain is designed to keep you safe based on the references you hold within your mind. Mm-hmm. So I have discovered how placebo works, the mechanics of it, and you can merely change memory and you change the body. You know, we look at Rose Hartgrove, for example. She's the one who's a psychiatric nurse. She rolls around in a wheelchair. She's had years of all kinds of drugs and all this stuff, and she has lupus. And, of course, I'm doing a seminar in Las Vegas, and, you know, she's raking up money and GoFundMe, et cetera. So she gets through the seminar, and she wants me to give a session to her, and I said, I can't. I got too many things going on. I don't have time to do it. But what I did is I went and found a couple of my practitioners. I sat and I told them this is how to address her pains. And so she did a two-hour session, and then she rolled out in her wheelchair, and she said, I can tell some of my lupus symptoms were already starting to disappear. Now, that was in August, and in February, she's in Oklahoma. Now she's in Oklahoma. She's walking. She's not rolling around in a wheelchair. And then she's in the seminar, which is level one, is you can change yourself. That means I'm going to show you how to change yourself. That means you can heal yourself by changing your memories and taking control of your emotional responses. So she's sitting in the seminar, and her phone keeps going off. And she looks at the phone. It's her doctor back in Colorado, because before she left, she got a blood test. And then, so finally on the break, she listens to the voicemail, and it says, hey, you don't have any, the lupus is no longer in your blood system. It's gone. and we're talking, what, August to February. So that's 6 months.
6 months. Yeah.
So 6 months. Now, this is something she's had forever. For years and years and years, and all kinds of see a lot of steroid damage too. Yeah. And so again, the brain is the healer. The brain, and even science has proven that. Placebo means brain did it, not the sugar pill, not the operation, fake operation.
Yeah, I think that's a very important point, because our body is designed to heal itself. But what we've done is put blocks in the healing process. A veterinarian that used to use acupuncture on horses and different things explained to me that endorphins do more than just make you feel good. They actually heal. But when that gets blocked, the message is not there. The process is broken down. But he was using acupuncture and using a light to activate him. But what Robert's doing is going deeper into it and switching the what caused the blockage,
drivers, yeah,
and getting rid of the blockage, and then the natural healing process of the body starts, mm-hmm, taking place.
Mm-hmm. But see, again, my viewpoint is that the body is an honest expression of the memories you hold. So the body is not actually ill. It's just crying. It's crying based on the emotional hurts. And so once you make peace with the mind, the body becomes happier because the mind is happier or clearer. Again, if you hold memories inside your mind that are depressing and hurtful, mm-hmm, you've been abused by mom, dad, brother, boyfriend, girlfriend, whoever, and it's still alive. When I say alive, you visit it, it makes you cry. You can feel it's there. You don't want to go there. Those memories actually affects your health, even, yeah, if you never think about it. It's just like somebody said, well, why would I go back to those memories? You know, I never think about them. And I said, well, I understand, but when you write your name down on a piece of paper, do you go back and remember kindergarten when you learn how to do that? You never do. But those memories had created an ideology about yourself, a value system about yourself, and how you'd operate within the world for yourself. And as you make adjustments, now again, when you change memories, you don't change the past. You can't change something that doesn't exist. But what you are doing is changing what your brain will reuse on you over and over again. I call the brain is the first green machine. That means it keeps recycling the memories over and over again.
Interesting statement. It doesn't exist. The past is past.
It's over.
And it's over. So it's not that it didn't happen.
Right.
It's just it's not happening right now. Mm-hmm. And so when you let go of that trauma, that fear, that anger, that resentment, that self-hate, whatever it is that's causing the problem, you change everything. And that is what Robert is, I consider, the world's expert in, and apparently a lot of other people agree with me because they come from all over the world to study with Robert, and he puts on seminars here in Oklahoma City, but he also goes to different parts of the world and does some on online. Now, Robert, people are going to want to know, if they're just hearing this the first time, how they find out more information on you. So let's tell them.
Well, of course, you can go to skillsofchange.com. That's my website. My name is Robert Jean. I'm the creator of Yataptics, Faster of Tea, which is a system that creates deep shifts. And it really works great with people who are skeptics, but are honest. And it'll work for you. So Robert Jean Smith, you can Google me, Faster of Tea. Or you can go to skillsofchange.com. I'm here in Oklahoma City. I have an office, here in Oklahoma City. So you can call. We don't have an 800 number, but it's 405-917-5258.
Okay.
405-917-5258.
Folks, your life's going to be a lot happier if you get rid of the things that are causing problems and getting in your way. This affects every area of your life, relationships, making money, as well as your health. I mean, people that have heart problems usually have an inability to express love or accept love, holding a hurt. So
all these areas. Well, thank you, Robert, for being with us. And take advantage. Go to skillstochange.com and you'll find out what I'm talking about. You'll see people's life change right in front of your eyes. Fox Restore now is called More Mito, since the company is about increasing mitochondria. And when you do that, you really dramatically start changing the health in so many different ways of an individual. So if you go to moremito.com, there you can find this Ultra Mito Restore and Ultra Mito Rejuvenate Gel. Take advantage of this. Let it change your life, folks. Buy them and find out for yourself. And tell them you heard it on Dan's Health Talks. Dan's Health Talks.
Do you realize that most of your pains is oftentimes your brain is recycling your previous pains? Do you realize that a lot of times stress and emotions make your pain worse? Which also means it's not purely physical, but the emotional aspect intensifies your pain. Learn how to change your memories of pain, and your body will follow the mind. You know it works anyway. You think something positive, you feel good. You think of something negative, you feel bad. This system always works. Learn how to change your mind, and your body will follow the new change in your mind. SkillsToChange.com. Check it out.
My friend David High makes some very, very powerful nutritional products, and he has one for the prostate. And I was having trouble with my prostate. I was running to the bathroom all the time. I mean, way too much, and didn't really show that high of PSA, but nevertheless, I started taking this prostate product, taking 3 in the morning or 3 in the evening, and boy, that made all the difference in the world. So call 405-740-0676 and find out for yourself. You'll love this.
The thing that gives me the best sleep is a product called InvigoRest. If you call 877-338-3340 and tell them that Dan sent you, if you go online, restandrepair.com, that's the website, restandrepair.com, and it's spelled out, put Dan in there, they'll give you a 10% discount. If you want to really get good rest, call that number, 877-338-3340.
DansHealthTalks.com. No apostrophe up there. You put an address bar. Takes you to the website. It does a lot for you. If you go to events, it'll take you to over 100 shows. I would just click on iHeartRadio and go right over there, and you keep clicking on, and you'll find more and more shows. But it also has my phone number and has my email address. So if you want to do nutritional counseling with me, that's how you find me, danshealthtalks.com. Well, folks, I really appreciate you being with me today. And there's so much I could talk about the adverse effects of drugs. There's a great book called Politics and Healing by Daniel Haley. And I interviewed him a number of years ago. I don't even know if Daniel's alive anymore. But if you can find that book, I suggest reading it. And each chapter is about a different cancer cure, different ones. And the pharmaceutical companies, or really in this case the AMA, tried to own a couple of these and tried to hire the people that were working for them. And then they tried to patent one that had already been patented because the head of the AMA, and they kept putting them in front of committees in Congress, and Congress said, we have no problem with this. You keep bringing here year after year trying to shut this guy down. Why are you doing this? They wanted to own it. They wanted to take over the research of Baczynski down in Houston. And there was other ones like Hospice. Read some of this, folks. Or The Cancer Cover-Up or Cancer Outside the Box. Great book. And a lot of wonderful things they've done on the internet on showing the different natural or sometimes combination of medical and natural. Which I like that as well. I'm not against medicine. I just want it to be done ethically and honestly. And so you'll see a lot of that. And I'm probably going to be talking more and more about this as we go. People are sending me both sides on ivermectin. And personally, I would probably take it. I wouldn't take it at a level for a horse, but I would take it if I was concerned about getting sick, if I thought I was getting sick. But that's me. You have to make your own decision and work with your own doctor. But I still have more research to do on that. Now, what Robert has to say, please take advantage of that. I've gone through that, and I use it on a regular basis. It just becomes second nature, like brushing my teeth. Oh, yeah, I'm a little stressed. I need to tap on this and this and refill this and clean that out. But until it gets second nature, you need to work with them and see the YouTube versions and work right along with them. And if you can, come take his seminars.
You'll get a lot out of them, folks. And you'll get rid of things that have been plaguing you for years. And when you take that stress off, it's like an anchor that you've been dragging around. When you get rid of it, there's a lift, there's energy, there's healing energy, too, that takes place. When you take that load that you've been carrying around off your shoulders and out of your system. So I really want you to look into that and take advantage of it. But I also want you to go to moremito.com/radiodan. If you have trouble getting on there, they're reworking the site. You may use the old one, moremito.biz, B-I-Z, /radiodan. And I take that Restore about 4 milliliters every morning, sometimes another 2 in the afternoon. I use the Rejuvenate Now on my eyes, my neck, my face. And really, you look a lot younger when you do that. Now, folks, we'll be back next week. And I have a lot to talk to you about, and I really appreciate you sharing this with your friends and family. And don't forget, go over to danshealthtalks.com and click on that, and then see where all these shows are. And you can spend the next few months just letting them play in the background while you're doing other things and learn all this information. Thanks again for being with us.